For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
It's Football Friday on The Fan.
Block somebody!
This is a Football Friday edition of Danny and Dusty.
Brought to you by the Odyssey app. Download the Odyssey app, follow 1080 The Fan, and enable push notifications to get the latest on the Ducks, Beavers, Blazers, and more.
Football Friday with Danny and Dusty on 1080.
Take the fight to them.
The Fan.
Hour number three here on a Football Friday on Danny and Dusty. Whether you're listening on 1080 AM, watching along on YouTube.com/1080AM The Fan or Twitch.tv/1080AM The Fan, we appreciate you. We love you. Thank you for hanging out with us on this illustrious Football Friday.
I love football.
I love football too, but we're going to pivot for a second because last night in Major League Baseball, Shohei Ohtani may have given us the single greatest performance in baseball history.
Ooh, I love baseball too.
Shohei Ohtani, with his performance last night, became the first player in Major League Baseball history to join the 50-50 club. 50 dingers, 50 stolen bases.
I'm really glad I mentioned it yesterday during the show that we're on the cusp of 50-50 happening. Because he was sitting, heading into the day, at 48 home runs, 49 stolen bases. Did not think that yesterday was going to be the day that he launched into the 50-50 club. But when you play the Miami Marlins, who are god-awful, 56-97, only 35 games back in the NL East.
Still got a shot.
I mean, it's no 52.5 that the White Sox are back in the AL Central. But the Marlins are a disaster. And last night, we saw, I mean, truly, Ohtani is the best baseball player I've ever seen.
Yeah.
I mean, like Barry Bonds, Tony Gwynn,
Albert Pujols.
Barry Bonds, Tony Gwynn.
10th straight year.
Ken Griffey Jr.?
No, I'm talking complete baseball players. Like the kid was that too, right? And Pujols is. I'm just giving you a hard time. We have seen some of the greatest performances.
Trout.
In baseball, yeah. I mean, but Mike Trout just sucks. He's on the Angels.
Yeah.
What Ohtani is doing is bending the game. He's doing what made Babe Ruth considered the greatest baseball player of all time on a higher level, right? Because it was Babe Ruth, man. He could pitch and hit. Ohtani's better at it.
Yes.
He's better at it.
What he did yesterday. Okay, baseball is a game that goes back. If you're talking about like the quote-unquote modern-day records, it's back to 1890.
That's what we consider modern-day in baseball.
Yes. So you're talking about 134 years. You're talking about thousands of players. You're talking about tens of thousands of games. What he did yesterday has been done by six other players in just total bases alone. Sean Green has the MLB record of 19 total bases from 2002, hilariously, for the Dodgers, where he went 6-for-6 and had 4 home runs. Shohei Ohtani's day yesterday ended going 6-for-6 with 10 RBI, 3 home runs, 4 runs scored. He finished with 17 total bases. Okay. This is a stat courtesy of OptiStats. Since the RBI came official in 1920, only one MLB player has had, over the course of his entire career, a game with the following. And these are any of these. Okay. 10 RBI, 6 hits, 5 extra base hits, 3 home runs, 2 stolen bases.
I mean, he did it all in one game. Yeah.
It is the single greatest baseball game we have ever seen.
It seemed like Miami just wanted history to be made in their own ballpark, though, because they lost 20-4.
They did. And the Marlins manager...
That's like a beer league softball game.
Marlins manager Skip Schumacher was asked about why he didn't intentionally walk Shohei Ohtani in that moment. He said, that's a bad move, baseball-wise, karma-wise, baseball gods-wise. You go after him and you see if you can get him out. Now, I'm with Skip here. Mm-hmm. I think he is very much, he's a dyed-in-the-wool baseball lifer. This is what he does. And I think he did, quote-unquote, the right thing. But he also, because they were getting shelled at this point, did have an outfielder in pitching.
Well, yeah. Yeah. But his first home run, it actually came with a game that wasn't completely out of question. It was 7-3 when Ohtani got his first home run. And that was in the sixth inning. 7-3 ball game. It was going to be a high scoring game. Some days you just have those in Major League Baseball. You're like, golly.
Everybody's hitting.
Everybody getting them. But then Ohtani just did what he did. And it's unbelievable. And that's the thing about Ohtani, that the 50-50 club and being the first ever player to ever attain 50 home runs and 50 steals.
No one has ever, again, in the history of modern baseball,
yeah,
no one has done this. That's like, when you talk about records in sports, baseball records are held to the highest standard because of how long the game has been around and how little it has changed.
Yeah. In Babe Ruth's entire career, he had 123 stolen bases.
Good Lord.
Wrap your head around that. Like, obviously, Ruth had his 60 home run season, right? That we all hold in very high regard in baseball history and lore. He had 7 stolen bases. And this is the thing, like, in an era where you're not hitting for average anymore.
And he still is.
I mean, he's 294. But, like, that's average now. But, like, 300 was always that mark in baseball. But you're looking at a guy in, like, Ruth in 1927 when he hit 60, he hit 356. Like, 294 in 356, that is a chasm.
Oh, yeah.
But when you're not hitting 356 and you're still able to swipe 51 bags now, what he's doing is insane. Like, the most steals that Ruth had in a season was 17. And he did a 59-17 season in 1921. Like, that's an incredible year, because if you're a power hitter, you're not supposed to have speed, right?
No.
And this is what makes Ohtani just magical, is that in the field, plus a fielder. As a pitcher, he's got like a 3 ERA.
He's a top 5 pitcher in baseball.
Over his career. He's hitting for power. He's able to create opportunities with steals on the base pass. And it's not just swiping second. He's stealing third base now, right? Like, what he is doing is the epitome of being a complete baseball player. And that is where it's just, when you watch him, it's like inspiring to watch. In an era of baseball where we're not just specializing in the sport of baseball, you're specializing in factions of the game of baseball, right? You have pitchers, they're just pitch. Like, you're 8 years old and you're like, hey, guess what? You're a starting pitcher. Mm-hmm. Crazy. You develop into just being a pitcher in Little League now. Ohtani does both.
Yeah.
And he does it at an insanely high level.
And appreciate this season what it is, because you're never getting it again. Because the second he starts pitching again next season, he's not touching a stolen base.
I don't like it.
They're not letting that man dive headfirst into second base as a pitcher.
I heard Dave Roberts talk about this, though.
Uh-huh.
And he said, like, we're not going to pull the reins back on him because he isn't a guy that leads with, one, his pitching hand, or two, he'll go feet first. Well, I mean, that's what Dave Roberts is saying
right now. Let's see what happens when he's actually pitching next year.
Okay, but, I mean, this is where we're at right now.
Sure.
And he's probably going to, like, they're talking about him pitching this postseason.
Which?
Because he's doing mound work, and he's already thrown in the pen.
It would be spicy.
It'd be over a year. It'd be over a year, and if you're doing the ramp up.
He's got to stretch his arm out, obviously, but it would be, I mean.
I love watching him play baseball, man.
You and I grew up watching Barry Bonds, who I think you can make a pretty clear argument is the greatest player of all time.
Roids or not.
Shohei is probably surpassing that.
Yeah.
Which is insane to think about. Now, he's not the greatest hitter of all time. That's Bonds. Like that's where that goes. When you get intentionally walked over 100 times in a season because they're terrified of you. Like that's the nature of the beast. Shohei's not getting that level of power respect.
It's crazy.
But the greatness that he has shown this year is absolutely insane. And I saw somebody talk about this the other day. I was like, if Shohei Ohtani was doing this in the late 90s, the coverage that this would have gotten,
mm-hmm.
like the monoculture kind of period. Remember when Hideo Nomo came over?
How
insane the coverage was
yep.
for him. I think it was Suk. He said when he went out there that in Japan, Shohei goes up to bat. The city's come to a stop.
Yeah.
Like everybody stops and watches on their phones or on the walls in the stores. It's just like the cultural phenomenon that he is.
Hey, listen, Nomo is Hideki Matsui too. Hideki Matsui, Ichiro, mm-hmm. same thing. Like the coverage was wall to wall with those guys.
And I just imagine about what he would, the coverage that he would have gotten back then.
I think it is deserving of more coverage here. I think what is souring people is just the negative way that this year started, which it does. That shouldn't change anything. He didn't do anything wrong.
No, his friend stole $16 million from him.
Yeah, and by the way, Ohtani's made all of that back this year.
That $700 million contract is worth every penny.
He really is, dude. It is. I don't think we'll ever see it again.
No, I don't think we'll ever see a season like this again.
But somebody will do something else that is equally as impressive. But I don't think we're going to see a season. Like, a 50-50 season is bonkers.
The reality of that much power while also having speed is just insane.
Well, and
look, and the other thing is, he's 6'4", 240 pounds.
Yeah.
This isn't a little guy who just happens to rake some stuff over the fence. This is a massive dude.
I think you're giving him a few pounds there. He's got 240.
Have you seen him?
I have seen him.
He's huge.
I love watching him.
He is an enormous human.
He's a big dude. He's a big dude. And that's the thing that's also crazy to think about is he is long, fast, and powerful. He's got everything. I love Ohtani. I love you, Shohei.
It's just I don't know what we do with this at all. Like what? Like just kind of throw your hands up.
Yeah.
Appreciate the greatness and move on.
No, we need to highlight it more because where does he end this thing at? Does he get to 55-55? Because 55-50, like the 40-40 club.
How many games they have left?
There's only four other guys in 40-40 club.
Yeah, probably 9 games left or so.
And he's in, well, none against the Marlins.
Unfortunately.
God, who else do they play down the stretch? If they got the Rockies next. Mm. I mean.
Is it in Colorado?
They've got.
Well, if it's in Colorado, there's a chance.
They've got 6 games against the Rockies remaining.
In Colorado, though?
3 in L.A., 3 in Colorado to end the year.
Let's not sell them short. Let's go hit that 60-60.
You want to get to 60-60?
Let's go 60-60.
I mean, if he's hot enough.
Rockies don't duck him like the Marlins did. Did not do.
Yeah.
Marlins pitching to him.
Yeah.
Give the people what they want. Give the people what they want.
You got nothing else to lose.
Man.
Be a note in history.
Yeah. He is the most dominant athlete in any sport right now.
Yes, hands down.
In any sport.
Hands down.
I mean, that takes into consideration soccer over in Europe.
Yeah, because Messi and Ronaldo are both, like, the GOATs are fading out.
He is more impressive than Patrick Mahomes. Mm-hmm. More impressive than, I don't even know who you want to call the best player in the NBA right now. More impressive than Nikola Jokic. What he is doing is
the separation between him and everyone else is just otherworldly.
Yeah. Nuts.
Which, it's fun, man.
Way to go, Angels.
Hey, Shohei Ohtani going to the playoffs for the first time. God, that's gross, isn't it?
Just trade Mike Trout for a ham sandwich to him. They'll pay his contract. Just let Mike Trout go and play with Ohtani again. I don't want the Dodgers to have that. I don't. But you know what? I want something nice for Mike Trout.
Can you imagine an outfield of Mookie, Trout, Ohtani?
Yeah, I've seen it. It's called the All-Star Game.
Good Lord.
And you're sitting there, you're like, oh, well, I don't know. The guy who won the home run derby, Teoscar Hernandez, is going to be the odd man out then, huh?
That's your rotating outfielder when Shohei pitches.
Lord. I would love it. Baseball's great.
Good Lord. It's a fun place. You want to pivot back to some football real quick?
Yeah.
Okay, we got some news and notes from the NFL. One that I wanted to highlight, the Cincinnati Bengals, the DB room, they like to talk. We'll get to that in more. Maybe Danny Dusty, Danny the Fan.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Gonna let this one play for Jeff Russ for a second.
Oh, yeah.
It's gonna take a lot of love.
Ooh, Ryan with the great tweet. You know, we need to pump the brakes on Ohtani here.
Mm.
Ryan tweets us, LeBron could have done it easy if he trained for baseball. I mean, that's what LeBron fans would tell you. So could have Kobe. All it took was Mamba mentality, and he would have been able to do it. He would have been able to go 50-50.
Michael Jackson couldn't hit a curveball. Michael Jordan, excuse me.
Michael Jackson,
I'm sure Michael
probably,
Jackson
couldn't,
probably
either.
Couldn't either.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I don't want to rule it out, though. I love.
You love Lamp?
I love LeBron fans when they do that, though. Like, he could if he wanted to.
I'd rather deal with a LeBron fan than a Kobe fan any day.
Yeah. Yeah.
At least it's believable then.
Yeah.
You know?
True.
You know?
Fair enough.
Cam Taylor-Britt, believable for the Cincinnati Bengals. He's a DB who likes to talk a whole heap of crap.
He's great.
He, remember last week he said, we don't have to really worry about Xavier Worthy because if you get his hands on him, he can't do anything. And, well, they were right.
It bottled him up, and he got a good pick running stride for stride with Worthy.
So, okay.
Maybe because Patrick Mahomes kind of underthrew it, but it was an incredible catch.
But, hey, check cashed.
Yes, sir.
He wrote it. He cashed it. It's always hilarious when DBs write checks that they don't have to cash.
Yeah, well, you mean like every incompletion where they're like, incomplete? It's like, dude, he dropped the ball. Yeah. He was wide open. You fell down.
You blew the coverage. My favorite
one. What were you doing?
What is with the seatbelt? What is with the seatbelt now? Like the whole, I clamped him up, strapped him up.
And strapped.
Like, but I'm like, I've seen DBs, particularly in college, do this.
Yeah.
And they're nowhere near. And I'm like, what are you doing? Because he didn't throw your way because he completely missed the fact that you blew the coverage?
Yeah. Yeah, he didn't want any of this.
They are, the best part, the best one, though, is the guy that absolutely mauls a guy and gets the flag thrown and then throws the seatbelt.
Mm, yeah.
Clamped him up.
Didn't see the flag, and he's like, uh-oh.
And it's like, no, dude, you just bear-hugged him for 12 yards down the field.
That didn't work out like I thought it would. Yeah.
DBs, there is not a more self- unaware group of humans on the planet.
Mm. Nope.
No. But Cam Taylor-Britt, he's at it again. The Bengals will play the Washington Commanders in the not doubleheader, the near simultaneously casted football
yep,
games on
the
Monday
the double
night.
Dip.
Right, Jeff Rust?
Double dip.
Not a doubleheader?
On Monday night.
Yes, double dip, not a doubleheader.
Near simultaneous broadcast.
Yes.
But Cam Taylor-Britt broke down rookie quarterback Jaden Daniels' game ahead of this matchup.
Yeah, Capone, they don't make them do a lot. So they keep it really simple for them. Nice college offense. Kingsbury's the OC, so they'll be able to move guys around here and there. But, you know, just keep it real simple for them. I heard his pass percentage is very high, but he's only going short routes. You know, some intermediate stuff, quick throws.
It's a little jumbled there, but what he said is they don't make him or ask him to do a lot. Because they're keeping it real simple, and they're having him a nice little college offense.
Well, yeah, he said Cliff Kingsbury, offense coordinator there, which he is correct. Mm-hmm. Cliff Kingsbury did coach in college. He was also an NFL head coach.
Yeah. Also, isn't Kingsbury the analyst there? Or is he the OC?
No, he's the offense coordinator.
Okay, I thought he was the analyst there.
Yep.
Okay.
No, he was an analyst at USC.
That's where it was. That's what I had in the back of my head still.
But now he is the offensive coordinator for the Washington Commanders. Yeah. I remember when he got hired, everybody's like, oh, Commanders are going to get Caleb Williams. Mm-hmm. Because Cliff Kingsbury, he's worked with him. He knows him. Lincoln Riley, Cliff Kingsbury, buddies. And they didn't.
No. Also, he is a very smart OC and has the ability to be adaptable, I think.
I love the, he's just throwing short and underneath. It's like, dude, have you watched the NFL?
Yeah.
That's no, he hasn't because he's been playing in the games.
Yes.
But that's what you guys did to Patrick Mahomes. That's what he did.
Yeah.
Threw short and underneath.
Took 151 yards and a win.
Yeah, Jane Daniels has been fun to watch. He's been up and down, though, as all of these rookie quarterbacks have.
He's been the best of them all, very clearly, but he hasn't, again, none of them have thrown for a touchdown yet.
No, they haven't. They've taken a lot of sacks.
Hey, Drake May had a chance last night.
That would have been my favorite thing, is if he would have gotten that touchdown, mm-hmm. that first touchdown, and then it's like, yeah, we don't see him for six more weeks because he's going to die behind that offensive line.
Yeah, because he got to the end of his drop, and the ball needed to come out, and well, the ball didn't come out because nobody was open, and then he got killed.
Yeah, that pocket collapsed in a hurry, and he was just like,
ah! Looked like a mine implosion.
Yeah.
His body's falling on top of
he's
him.
He's a big dude, though.
He is a big dude.
I was surprised at that. Knocking Jaden Daniels for taking what the defense gives him as a rookie, not sure that that's the take.
The look on his face is very matter-of-fact of like, it's meant very clearly as a backhand.
Is anything going to scare the Bengals from what they've seen from Jaden Daniels?
No.
No, and they probably shouldn't be scared.
Well, if anything does, it's his ability to extend plays with his legs.
Sure.
But, again, that has nothing to do with throwing the ball.
Bengals interior defensive line banged up.
Yep. Not the Bengals front that we're familiar with of the last couple of years.
If they get caught in this one, then you really start worrying about mm-hmm. Cincinnati, because they would have two losses to New England and the Commanders and have an 0-3 start.
Yeah. If they hit 0-3, they're you know, historically screwed.
But hopefully T. Higgins is back for them.
Jamar Chase can
hopefully Jamar Chase doesn't MF an official and get a penalty.
Yeah, and Joe Burrow's wrist is okay.
Joe Burrow looked okay.
Yeah.
He looked okay.
He looked better.
The panic after week one was he's dying. He's going to amputate the arm.
It's the bleach.
It is the bleach.
Seeping into his wrist.
That's right. It absolutely has. But, you know, when the only guy who's been wildly effective for them is Mike Gesicki, the mm-hmm. tight end, he's now questionable this week, too. The hits just keep on coming for them, and B.J. Hill's questionable, Chris Jenkins questionable, McKinley Jackson's on the IR, Sheldon Rankins is questionable. That is the bigger concern for if you're Cincinnati heading into this game, not necessarily, you know, Cam Taylor-Britt running his mouth in the secondary. It's if they can't make life uncomfortable for Jaden Daniels, like you said, his legs will hurt you. And he will escape, mm-hmm. and he will create, and he'll take the dink and dunk yards. But it's if he is able to gash you for 6-8 yards when he's scrambling, mm-hmm. that's when Cincinnati will be in a little bit of trouble this weekend.
That's the interesting thing to come out of that game.
I hope Cam Taylor-Britt keeps making great plays and keeps running his mouth.
Yeah,
because I need this.
Yeah, no, I like. Look, as much as Revis Island is like, oh god, here we go. It was entertaining.
Yeah,
it's fun.
For
back it up. I love guys who talk it and walk it.
For the guy to just go out there, we love every soundbite every week, mm-hmm. but then there's going to be a week where he gets got
yeah.
over and over again, and he's going to have to face the cameras.
But you got
to
come back with it.
And he's still going to run his mouth, and yeah. it's going to be fantastic.
Yeah, Chad Johnson, Ojo Cinco,
let's go.
Terrell Owens. Like, we've always had wide receivers who do this. I need more DBs backing it up.
Well, Richard Sherman did it for, yeah. he carried that burden for and about a decade.
And guess what? He walked it.
Yeah.
My
thing I loved about Richard Sherman, though, is that when he had a bad game, mm-hmm. he'd
owned up it.
Yeah. But he was never what they did. It's what he did. You know?
Yeah. Aqib Talib. That was the last time we had somebody, the chain snatcher.
Aqib Talib.
Yeah.
Well, who's the other one? Courtland Finnegan. Didn't he get into the fight with Andre Johnson?
Yes.
Yeah. He was great, too. Mm. Because he would just talk, and then get burnt every week. Mm-hmm. Fantastic.
Hey, look, it's got to happen. It's Friday afternoon. It's 2:30-ish, which means, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for America's favorite game show, Jeff Russ.
Oh!
Which we hook next here. But first, it's the Big Kahuna himself with the Sports on Update.
You ever had a Big Kahuna burger?
It's 2:30-ish on a Friday afternoon, which means, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Jeff Russ. Oh, America's number one game show. Jeff Russ, take us away.
Number 9 Oregon Ducks off this week before hitting beginning Big Ten play next week at UCLA. Oregon State, though, they've got the Purdue Boilermakers coming into Reser tomorrow. The Beavs 4.5-point favorites in the 5:30 kick on the CW at 4.5 points. Who you got, the Beavs
or
the Boilermakers?
Give me the Beavs. They're going to boil the Makers. Make them boil.
I got the Beavs in this one, too, because it wasn't just the fact that Purdue got manhandled by Notre Dame last week. It's the fact that they got banged up in the process of getting manhandled by Purdue. Oregon State, that performance was a rout. They get Van Wells back at center. They get Darius Clemens back at wide receiver this week. I think they find themselves against Purdue making the long trip.
More like Purdue don't.
Hey-o.
Got him.
You can get in the door as low as $13.
Ooh. More like per go to the game.
Yeah. per do get tickets.
The line for number 12 Utah at number 14 Oklahoma State has been all over the place due to the uncertainty of Cam Rising and his availability. It's 1 o'clock kick on Fox. Coverage on 910 ESPN Portland starts at 12:30. Straight up, who you got? The Utes
or
the Cowboys?
I'm gonna roll with Whittingham here. I think he's playing coy. I think he's a little possum here. I think Cam Rising's gonna play.
I just don't know, because I think Utah does win if Cam Rising plays. I believe it in my bones.
I'm going mullet on mullet. I'm not going with Gundy.
But Gundy's got a mullet, too.
No, I'm saying me. I'm going against Gundy.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. Well, Kyle Whittingham kind of has
one.
He's
yeah.
had some flow in the past. Yeah. Yeah. If Cam Rising plays, I got the Utes. But I
think he's going to go.
Kyle Whittingham did this for 5 weeks last year.
They still got, is it still, Bryson Barnes, the backup?
No. It's Isaac Wilson.
Isaac Wilson.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, that's Zach right. Wilson's yes. brother.
That's His right.
clone.
No more pig farmer.
Yeah, no more pig. Thank God.
isn't Sam Heward the other quarterback there?
I don't know.
I think he is.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't know. I have no idea.
I'm almost certain.
Well, that's a fall from grace. He's one of the top quarterbacks in the country coming out of high school.
I could be wrong.
Brandon Rose and then Sam Heward is on the roster.
Yeah, I thought.
Wow.
Yeah.
Danny's 11th-ranked USC Trojans heading to the Big House to face number 18 Michigan, 12:30 on CBS. The Trojans 4.5-point favorites. Does that line feel wonky?
Or
just about right?
I think it feels just about right based on the fact that USC going to the Big House, going on the road, and Michigan's defense is still pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty good. I think it feels right because they're getting an extra 3 for just being at home.
Yeah. Make me feel so good. I think if USC wins this game, they're going to win pretty handily. But I think if it's close, it's going to be Michigan one. So it feels like the line's probably about right.
The Jets moved to 2-1 on the season with last night's 24-3 trouncing of the Patriots. Aaron Rodgers, 27 of 35, 281 yards, two scores. New England held to just 139 total yards. I've heard that's not very good.
That's not.
Yeah.
Not great, bub.
So this is the Jets team we should expect moving forward.
Or
last night was just kind of a mirage.
Hey, look, man, I'm stopping by the Desert Oasis, and I'm drinking what I'm finding here. I think the Jets are figuring some stuff out.
I don't think we should take any win over the New England Patriots and have a sweeping generalization of it. But fair. I also think that they're not as bad as they were on Monday Night Football to start the season against the San Francisco 49ers. They damn near lost to the Tennessee Titans, and it took Will Levis doing stupid S for that to happen.
I think surrender it's Cobra. A matter of figuring things out for the Jets, and I think they are.
They are starting to figure it out.
Great team to figure stuff out against.
But they will come back to earth after next week. They have Denver, and then they have Minnesota, Buffalo, Pittsburgh.
That's tough.
I mean, Pittsburgh's offense, no. But Pittsburgh's defense going to present a lot of problems for them. Mirage.
Gotcha. Speaking of Rodgers and the Jets, a bit of an awkward exchange between Rodgers and head coach Robert Saleh. As it appeared, Rodgers shoved him away while coming in for the bro hug. And then as he walked away, too, Rodgers gave him quite the side eye. So the denied bro hug, big deal.
Or
just being a competitor.
I don't think it's a big deal at all.
I don't either. I think this is Aaron being locked in.
I don't. Yeah. We overreact to sideline interactions because you don't see the before, you don't see the after. Mm-hmm. You know, if Robert Saleh, think of it this way. If Robert Saleh said, "You a bad MF-er," right? Comes up to him, goes to the broad, and Aaron Rodgers is like, "Yeah, I am." And he kind of just shrugs it off and then gives him like the stink eye to the side. Maybe that's what happened. I don't know. And it's Aaron Rodgers. Who gives an ass?
Yeah, and not only that, like,
he does that to his own family.
Do you remember when Peyton Manning talked about how he went at Jeff Saturday?
Yeah.
Who's like one of his best friends. Like, he went over there ready to kick Saturday's ass, and then all the other offensive linemen came together and let Peyton know that you don't come over here to this side of the bench.
This is, yeah.
Yeah, during games, stuff happens.
And I don't think Aaron Rodgers likes anyone.
No.
I don't.
Does anyone like Aaron Rodgers?
Turns out, actually, yeah. He's got a lot of former teammates that ride for him.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of them.
Well, yeah, the guys that he threw the ball to relentlessly. How about Aaron Rodgers throwing his first touchdown of his career to a first-round pick yesterday?
Oh, wow.
Garrett Wilson, the first ever first-round pick wide receiver to catch a touchdown.
I guess, yeah, they don't really do that. Devontae,
second round pick?
Yep.
Oh, that's right, yeah, okay.
Never had a first-round wide receiver in Green Bay, and only played four plays last year. So,
wow. That's crazy.
I'm selling on that. Don't. Whatever.
All right.
He's going to win.
We got one more quick one here because we're coming up against it. Shohei Ohtani, arguably the best single-game performance in the history of baseball last night. Also the first member of the 50-50 club. 6 of 6, 2 doubles, 3 homers, 10 RBI, 4 runs scored, and 17 total bases. Who are you taking in their prime? Shohei Ohtani
or
Barry Bonds?
Depends on what you need him for. If we're talking one plate appearance, Barry Bonds. If we're talking about a game, Shohei.
I'm taking Ohtani. I think Ohtani's the best baseball player I've ever seen in my life. Complete baseball player.
Yeah.
Because
if you're talking one plate appearance, Bonds.
Yeah, but I'm still going to go Ohtani. Okay. I'm still going to go Ohtani. Final answer, Shohei Ohtani.
There we go. All right, we got a break.
I mean, they're just going to pitch to Bonds.
Yeah, that's fair.
He's going to get on base.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's it, ladies and gentlemen. Jeff Frost. Oh, you can find it Friday afternoon every single week around 2:30-ish. Come up next, we'll wrap up today's show with a little look at the Cougs and Beavs and TCU.
Ooh.
Getting all the shade off at the CW. Danny and Dusty, Danny the Fan. Ducks are off, but the Beavs are on. They'll be on the CW.
C-dubs!
Which, TCU, their social media is very, very, very good. They put out a This Is SportsCenter type video called One Tree Frog Hill. where they went about it like the old This Is Sports Center videos and ended it with There Will Be on the CW, unfortunately.
Yeah, they did a thanks, ACC, because they have to play SMU this week, and it'll be actually the precursor to Oregon State. Mm. There's a doubleheader, an official doubleheader, Jeff Rust, because 2 o'clock, you got TCU-SMU on the C-Dub, and then right after that, at 5:30, it's Oregon State and Purdue. But I wonder, because Tom Brenneman is on the call there of Reds fame. I don't know if I'm going to be able to put this outside on over again. He's on the call for that.
Indeed.
I don't think that the meeting pre-show is going to go over too well with them tonight in the coaching staff.
Mm.
You know, I love the CW's response because they did the frog from the WB.
Yes,
the
dancing frog.
WB.
Yeah. Hello, my baby. Hello, my darling.
They retweeted TCU with just that gif, and that's it. Like, they came right back at him like, yeah, sorry, sucka. Yeah. You're a Big 12 team. We don't care. We got ACC football on the C-dubs and the Pac-12.
It's
so
funny.
Crotch chop. Fantastic
Lean
back
in.
And forth.
Lean in.
Fantastic back and forth. But for Oregon State, I mean, you got to exercise some demons from what happened last week in Research Stadium against Oregon. You put up a decent enough fight offensively in the first half, and then the second half, you got your teeth kicked in.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Oregon woke up, but I think that with Oregon State, the injuries up front, those killed them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Van Wells not being on your... When you go down two offensive lines, when you lose your left guard and your center against a front like Oregon, Oregon's front was going to be a problem anyways.
Yeah.
And we saw exactly how big of a problem it was. Your only rush is over 10 yards were from your quarterback scrambling. So I think they settle back in. Purdue is not nearly as imposing as Oregon is. They got banged up last week against Notre Dame. You can take your shots over the top. And with Darius Clemens back, maybe you have the opportunity to do that a little bit more. And Javonte McCoy is going to be a problem for Purdue to keep up with just because of the fact that you have to be so disciplined when you cage him in. Because if you give him an alleyway, he will take it and
he's
he will run.
Yeah, he's dangerous once he gets loose.
He is. And I think for the defense, I mean, this isn't a Purdue. We're not talking about Drew Brees back at quarterback for Purdue, right? I think they have an opportunity to get right this week. But it's a big one because you don't want to have Oregon beat you twice.
Yeah, and then you have the Cougs have a chance to have a chance. San Jose State should be a speed bump.
Yeah, and look, you're coming off of the Apple Cup, and that's
right
a
high.
Massive win. And you don't want to allow that to kind of the celebration of that
to
trickle over into another week and have a subpar performance. Washington State has an opportunity to put their foot on the gas this season. I mean, it's been fun as hell to watch them come out of the gate, be 3-0, beat Washington up in Lumen Field, and
get weird with Mateer.
Tonight, you have an opportunity to start 4-0, and then your season really starts next week against Boise State. So you can't overlook the Spartans either. All right, that does it for us this week. We'll be back Monday from noon to 3 up next. 4 hours of power from their mouths to your ears is prime time with us. Good Souk right here on The Fan.
Bye.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.